This is the Five Things Rewind. I'm Drew Doherty. This is Nick Scherfield. Scherf writes those five things to watch before every Texans game. Houston dominates the Titans on Sunday. You wanted to see what Andre Johnson could do as far as catching the 10,000-yard mark or breaking that 10,000-yard barrier. He doesn't do it, but he still has a nice afternoon.
Yeah, he needed 132 yards to get there today. Didn't quite get there. It looked like he was going to get there easily. The first two plays of the game for the Texans, two of the first three plays, he had a catch for 33 yards, a catch for 20 yards. Didn't end up with much more than that on the day, but didn't need to. The Texans defense dominated this one, as we'll talk about in a second.
Yeah, you know, you also wanted to see what Namas Tate did. That's the Texans' run game. Arian Foster, the Namaste part, Ben Tate, the Tate part, Namas Tate.
Yeah, that's it. That's the combination of the nickname there. And, you know, the Titans came into this game allowing an average of 150 rushing yards a game. Texans were gaining an average of 150 rushing yards a game heading into it. Titans actually held up really well against the run. The Texans did not top 100 rushing yards in a game. I believe that's the first time this season that's happened. You know, it looked like they might be in store for a huge game between those two guys. Foster got a lot of carries, struggled to really get much going, 3.5 yards per carry or so. Tate, wasn't able to get much either. Gary Kubiak said after the game that's one thing he was unhappy with. Too much bouncing side to side from the team. You know, he's got to see whether they're bouncing outside for the right reasons, if they have to improve the blocking, if they have to improve the scheme, what they have to do. It's tough to be too critical when you're 4-0 and you roll a team like the Texans did against the Titans, but that's what Kubiak said after the game. I'm sure Arian Foster and Ben Tate expect to have more production than they did. Foster did have a touchdown and picked up some key third downs, so I think you'll see them improve in that area next week.
Yeah, and on the flip side, Chris Johnson and the Titans, they get their yards, but most of them are garbage yards, and it comes without getting close to the Texans at the final score.
Yeah, the third thing to watch and the five things to watch this week was Chris Johnson. You know, the Texans didn't want to be responsible for his breakout game. I guess you could technically look at the stats and say they were. He had 140 yards, but he only had 50 yards in the first half. 90 of his yards or so were in the second half. You know, a lot of them came on the final drive or two. Final drive, the Texans had all their second stringers in there. The game was out of reach. He was running well, though, early on, even though he didn't have the volume. He surpassed his season total of 45 yards in the first half alone with 50-something yards. So the defensive guys, you know, that was something they talked about after the game, too. As well as they played, they expect to stop the run more than they did. Again, though, it all seems like nitpicking when you're 4-0.
Right, and you also wanted to check out the mobility of Jake Locker, the quarterback for the Titans. It was a short day for him. He gets knocked from the game in the first half.
He did. Glover Quinn came on the safety blitz off the edge, untouched. You know, Titans were deep in their own territory and just clocked Locker, knocked him down. A very clean hit. He hit him in his shoulder pad, but Locker left the game, did not return. And then they put in Matt Hasselbeck. So that was something to watch coming into the game. The Texans were talking all week about Locker's mobility, his ability to, you know, elude the rush, to make plays with his feet, to make plays outside of the pocket. And that was a big concern. Ended up not being a concern because he didn't play. And they ended up sacking the Titans quarterbacks, Locker once, and Matt Hasselbeck, his replacement, three other times. So four times total, led, of course, by J.J. Watt. Two more sacks in the day, 7.5 sacks already this season in four games. He was the first player in team history, and I think the first player since Kevin Green in the early 90s, with four straight games with multiple sacks to start out a season. So unbelievable start for him. Early candidate for Defensive Player of the Year, probably even MVP of the NFL.
No doubt. You know, the Titans came into this game doing some very special things on special teams, very explosive last week. For the most part, they're bottled up today by the Texans.
Yeah, that's the fifth and final thing to watch in the article heading into the game. They've been outstanding on special teams, one of the best in the NFL. They had two special teams touchdowns on returns last week against the Detroit Lions, the Music City Miracle Part 2 on the punt return where they lateraled across the field, and then a 105-yard kickoff return. I think their longest kickoff return today was 23 yards. Their longest punt return, I think, was 10 yards. They had some penalties that kind of nullified some big returns they may have had, but that's part of it. Alan Ball looked like he's playing really well on special teams. He got two blocking the back penalties called on him on the Titans for trying to block him because he was the first guy down the field on the first two punts. It really kind of pinned the Titans back in field position. You look at the average starting field position, I think a big factor in today's game. Titans started inside their 20 on average. Texans started at their own 31 on average. That's a big part of the game. Trinan Holiday still hasn't had that breakout game just yet. But it looked like he was really close on one or two plays. If he can make one or two more guys miss, you know he's going to be able to take it to the distance if he can get a crease. So we'll wait and see for Trinan Holiday's big game to come. But as far as corralling the Titans and what they do on special teams, the Texans did an outstanding job. I think Brian Braman being back and Tim Dobbins, the special teams captain, was a big help for them in that regard.
You're a big help for the HoustonTexans.com website, The Five Things to Watch by Nick Scherfield. This is The Five Things Rewind. See you next time.